Now, here's your host, Mark Moses.
Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome indeed to, yes, a Tuesday edition of the Mark Moses Show, only right here on Sports Radio 107.9 FM, 1560 AM, and anywhere you listen online and podcast. I just want to apologize to everyone here in the great listening area, and yes, all around the great state of Florida. Sorry I was not on the air over the last 10 days or so. I was under the weather. I was having issues with my Crohn's disease. I'm trying to get it, you know, back on track where I can get back to my normal self. It's been a struggle. I'm working on it. I appreciate all my family and friends and everyone who's reached out to me over the last couple weeks with their love and support. That means the world to me. And I also want to just thank my doctors and the nurses and the local ER that's been helping me out. Again, thank you so much for that. I appreciate that. I'm getting in the right direction. I'm not there 100%, but I'm working on it. So I just wanted to start with that real quick. And it's the first time I've been on the air in a long time, and I've been itching. I've been dying to get back on the air. So I hope you enjoyed today's show. I don't know if it's going to go 100% as I want it to, but I hope you enjoy it. Let's have some fun. And again, I can't stress this enough. Thank you again for everyone over the last couple weeks who've reached out to me with kind words and just trying to just help me out. Again, thank you. That is awesome. It means the world to me. Now, let's get into this show, the Mark Moses Show. I got a lot of stuff. I wrote it down. I want to get to this stuff. Let's do it. And number one, let's give it up to the UConn Huskies. The now back-to-back national champions for college basketball. They were dominating as a basketball team last year in the tournament, and they were even better this year. They won six games in the tournament in three different venues. Every win was by double digits. I watched the first half of that game last night, and it was over. You go off the eye test. Purdue is a great team out of the Big Ten. First time they've been to the Final Four since 1980. Zach Edey down low, what do you have, 37 points over 10 rebounds? He's a great player, great college player. UConn is just better. UConn is playing next level basketball. Compared to everyone else in college ball, UConn from the start to the finish were the best team. They have the most depth, the most speed, and they have the most NBA-ready type talent on their team of anyone in college basketball. And it showed last night. Everything you thought you could do, UConn could do better. They're the champions. Congratulations. Their sixth national title overall, they are a blue blood. We talk about Kansas, Kentucky, Carolina, Duke, all the big names. Even if you go old school, UCLA. UConn is up there. UConn is the top dog right now. They have won six titles since 1999 with three different coaches. They are the top team. And in the new world of name, image, and likeness, they have figured out. They figured out the Matrix, the Da Vinci Code, whatever you want to call it. UConn's the team. And their coach, Dan Hurley, is the man. He's the top dog. We always said, who's the top dog in college football? You'd say Nick Saban, now probably Kirby Smart, right? Like Kirby Smart's probably the top guy, Nick Saban no more. College basketball, you know, Pitino, Calipari, you could go Coach K, Roy Williams, all these names. It's this guy. He's 51 years old. He just won his second championship in a row. He's the guy. There's no debate. You're like, oh, maybe it was Jay Wright with Villanova. Well, he's gone. He's doing TV. Tony Bennett won with Virginia. All right, well, now it looks like that was a fluke. This guy is set up to win multiple championships. He is. And it's funny where yesterday there was that big, you know, discussion of, well, you know, you have John Calipari, who's a Hall of Famer, won championships. He's leaving Kentucky, and he's going to Arkansas. Yeah, that's great and all. He's yesterday's news. He is last generation great coach. The future of college basketball is with that coach at UConn. It is. He is set up to become one of the new top guys. He could be this Coach K now. He could be that guy. It's him. And this is what's crazy about this run. You know, you look at years past where, you know, like those Duke teams, Christian Laettner, Bobby Hurley, Grant Hill. You know, you could do that off the top of your head. The Gators, the last team to win back-to-back championships. Joakim Noah, Al Horford. You can name the names of the great players on the team. What's weird with this one is I can't name any of the players on UConn. Now, I know they switched it up from last year to this year. I can't name any of the players. I can name all these players, these stars in women's basketball, but you have a team that's that dominant, and me, a guy that covers high school, college, and the NBA, can't name the players on UConn. That's what fascinates me about this. But they are a great team. They are, and they dominated. And their players look like they're going to go play at the next level. Problem is, I can't name them. I can't. So I'll be completely honest with you. Watch first half. I turned it off at halftime. I mean, and look, the game didn't start till 9:15 anyway. It was on super late. I'm like, I don't need to watch this second half. Why do I need to stay up to watch one shining moment? Who cares? I did not watch the second half. I woke up at 5 a.m. to go to the bathroom because I'm an old man living in Florida. And, oh, yeah, UConn won. Wasn't shocking. Wasn't. You didn't have to watch the first half. It was over in the first half. And your hypothetical you're hearing today is, all right, if Kentucky calls up Hurley and says, hey, we want you to coach Kentucky, the only way I would go is if it's a blank check. If they gave me an offer, I could not refuse. If they said, you know, here's a 10-year deal for $100 million. Okay. All right. I'm at least set taking the interview. But besides that, no, I'm not going to Kentucky. I'm not going to Lexington. I'm not going in the middle of Bluegrass State. I'm not going to, oh, do you have a Walmart there? What's even in this town? No. I'm going to be the king of the East Coast. I'm going to be UConn in the backdrop of New York. I'm going to be the new top guy. UConn probably can't pay as much as Kentucky. Well, that's fine. It's not like, oh no, can I make my car payment this month? No, Coach Hurley's going to be fine. And he's going to get more players with NIL. He's the top guy. All these guys, you know, they're writing stories about, you know, how, okay, Calipari's going to Arkansas. Shut up. Just stop it. That's yesterday's news. Moving forward, it's this guy. He's the top guy. I can't throw him flowers enough. 51 years old. Again, Pitino, Calipari, they're all in their 70s. And I always say this all the time. No country for old men. The world, and especially sports, is built for the young. Who's the next generation? Who wants to be on the phone 24 hours a day talking to recruits and talking about NIL? That's what you need. You got to get the hungry young guy. That's what you need. Now, if you're Kentucky and the fact that he left to go to Arkansas is fantastic because you needed to go in another direction. You need a younger guy. You need someone that understands that you can't do the one and done anymore. You got to play the NIL game and you got to get more veterans in there. You owed him over $30 million. Now you don't have to. Now he's leaving. It's fantastic for Kentucky. The thing is, they got to go find a coach now. And they will. They're Kentucky. They're going to be just fine. In Arkansas, hey, what do you have to lose? You haven't been a mega power since Nolan Richardson in the early 90s. Go for it. Eric Musselman left you. He went to USC to go chase that money. Fine. You're going to get this guy for a couple years. Then he's going to retire. He's going to make you more national, but there's no guarantee you're going to win a championship with Calipari. You're not. But I think everyone wins here. I think Kentucky will get their new guy. They got rid of Calipari finally. They weren't winning with him anyway. Arkansas got a big name. Fine. They can be relevant in the SEC. And then UConn is the top dog. They're the top dog. They are. There's no debate. Well, you know, the thing is, in 19, no one cares. If you say the words, back in 19-something, you're a boomer and you are old. I'm sorry. Who is going to go win in 2024, 25, 26? That's how you have to look. I say this all the time at meetings. I say this all the time. You got to learn from the past. Learn from what worked and what didn't work. And then you got to look to the future. You can't be in the office talking about all these successful things you did in the past. I know that helps you with a resume and maybe a job interview. But if you're working day to day, learn from the past, move to the future. That's what you need to do. So that's men's basketball. And honestly, did I enjoy the tournament? No, I didn't. I don't think the men's tournament is that exciting and sexy because I don't think there's that many star players. Star players make a tournament because I watch them in college, then I'm excited for them to go to the NBA. And I don't see that right now. The only name I know is Zach Edey from Purdue. That's about it. And that's why this is going to be one of the worst NBA drafts of all time, where if you win the draft lottery, I don't even know if you keep the pick. Do you just draft some Euro guy and let him sit for 3 years? We'll get to that in June, but I'm not kidding around. Terrible. From gambling, hey, you probably loved it. I did not enjoy the men's tournament. You know what I did enjoy here on the Mark Moses Show? And yes, it's good to be back on the air. You know what I really did enjoy? I loved the women's tournament. I loved it. I don't care. Don't give me this. Well, you know, it's women. I'm not really a fan, and I'd rather watch it. No, let's go over this. I love basketball. I've been playing it my whole life. The women's tournament was phenomenal. And you know why? It's because it had everything that the men's tournament lacked. You had plot lines and storylines, and you had heroes, and you had villains, and you had stars. And even the coaches are crazy. We're their comic book villains. Fantastic. And I want to give it up to Caitlin Clark. She helped the sport grow. That's what you need to do. She is very Larry Bird-esque from the standpoint of, it's like, okay, I get it. She's a white woman. She's 5'11". She's running around there with giants hitting 3-point shots. She's literally like the female Steph Curry. But she's very Larry Bird from the standpoint of, Iowa is not a basketball power. In men's, all right, they'll get in the top 25, they'll make the tournament, right? No one knows anything about women's Iowa basketball. She went there and made them into a mega power. Remember, they went to the national title game last year, and they went to the national title game this year. She's going to leave and go to the WNBA. I don't think that's going to continue with Iowa basketball. I don't think that's going to happen. Right? I don't think that's going to happen. But she made them a power. People know what Iowa basketball is, and she elevated the sport, which is incredible. Incredible. She did. And just, she's out there. People can relate to her. And she's fantastic. She is fantastic. Can't stress this enough. It was amazing what she was doing out there, hitting these threes and getting people excited. She was an underdog. She didn't play for a normal legitimate power like a UConn, South Carolina, a Tennessee, you know, USC. You can go down the line. She didn't play for any of those schools. And honestly, you know, this is what it probably was. She probably wanted to play for one of those mega schools, and they probably laughed at her. They probably said, you're not good enough. And that's what people can relate to. And I think of, over the weekend, I was with my parents' house. And my dad and I were watching it. My mom walks into the room. And she's like, all right, what's this? I go, look, this is Iowa. This is Caitlin Clark. This is the woman who's dropping, you know, the 30 a game in the tournament. And my mom, and I always think about this. My mom, you know, she's like, hey, this is what she said. And I'll always remember this. She goes, hey, I'm from a small town in Illinois. And she's like, where's this woman from? She goes, I said, hey, she's from Des Moines, Iowa. And she goes, hey, that's a Midwest girl. I'm a Midwest girl. If she's hitting those threes, all right, I'll root for her. And I'll always remember that. I get it. I understand. And she went out there, and it was must-see TV, and it is a female Steph Curry. And she really did help the sport. And I watched, and when I wasn't on the air, you know, behind the scenes, I watched when she beat LSU, and then I watched the game against UConn, which was awesome, and I watched some of that game on Sunday, and I knew they lost, but that was really cool, and that really does help women's sports, and basketball is basketball, and that was really exciting, and I enjoyed that. I did. I hope you did as well, and if you look at those TV ratings, they were better than most Major League Baseball games, right? most Major League Baseball games, hockey, right? Most NBA games, most men's college basketball games, a lot of men's college football games. Like, this is all for real. All of it. It's amazing. It really is. And this is the stat you need to know about Caitlin Clark. All right. And I can't stress this enough. So South Carolina was undefeated and went to the Final Four and lost to Caitlin Clark. They came back this year, went undefeated all the way to the title game and got their revenge and beat Caitlin Clark in the championship game. So in 2 years, South Carolina lost one game, and it was to Caitlin Clark. That's how good she is. Now, will it translate to the WNBA? That's up for ESPN and the WNBA to decide. They cannot botch this. People are interested in watching this woman play, and they're interested in watching these other Angel Reese and Paige Beckers and all these players. They're going to go to the WNBA. This is the first time in our lifetime, and they've been around since the 90s, where you have actual intrigue, where casual sports fans know these players' names, know their games, follow them on social media, and want to see how they do in the WNBA. So the first time since this league started where, you know what, maybe there is some interest. Hey, this is okay. What do you got for me? Don't screw this up. There's that meme. You had one job. Don't screw this up. And put them on. Don't put them on the stupid, oh, it's on the app. Oh, you have to get the subscription. No, no, no. You put it on national TV and try to get the biggest audience possible. That's what you do. You don't put it at 10 in the morning or 2 o'clock in the morning. You get it right there in prime time and let people see this. Okay? And I'm rooting for it. I lived in Iowa my first job out of college. I had one job offer, and I had to go there. Did I want to go there? No. So the Hawkeye State, right, has a special place in my heart. So I was rooting for Caitlin Clark as well. I was. It was awesome. And honestly, I enjoyed the women's tournament more than I did the men's tournament. I never thought in 1,000 billion years I would ever say that before. That was great. That was great. And the question is now for women's basketball, all these players are leaving. Next year, will you have that same juice? Will you have that same energy? That's got to be the question in all this. I don't know. I think Caitlin Clark is like a rocket, and I don't know if you could just duplicate that. I don't know if you're going to get those big TV ratings, but we'll see. We'll see what happens moving forward. I don't think it'll be as good, but I'm excited to see, all right, who's the next generation? That'll be good. Now, am I going to watch, you know, hey, it's November 29th. Oh, there's a random Purdue-USC basketball game for women. Are I going to watch that? No. If I'm going to be honest with you. So that's women's ball. And finally, for the Open. The Orlando Magic, right, since college basketball's over, now we're going to enter that NBA playoffs for 2 straight months and hockey playoffs. The Orlando Magic are going to be part of the party. They have 4 games left in the regular season. 4. They're at Houston tonight. Right now, with the standings, they're so crazy in the Eastern Conference. They're the 3 seed. They are technically a game out of the 2 seed. 4 games to go. The problem is, they could also end up as like the 7th or 8th seed before this is all said and done. So they're in the playoffs now. They win tonight and get help. They clinch the division. They clinch a playoff spot. They got to win tonight. Franz Wagner, game time decision. I know he rolled the ankle on Sunday. I went to that game with my sister. We had so much fun in the win against the Bulls. It was so much fun. This is going to be fascinating moving forward. Where they're going to be. I get a top 4 seed, get home court advantage in the first round. We're going to break it down here on the Mark Moses Show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Jake Chapman, radio voice, going to join us at 4 o'clock. Coming up next, Billy Mims, head basketball coach at Florida Tech. He's there in Arizona at the Final Four. He was at the game last night. We're going to join him next on the phone line. We're going to get his thoughts. What's his thoughts on UConn, Calipari, the job, and his thoughts on women's basketball as well. We're going to go around the horn. It's great to be back on the air. And here's the thing. Now they got to do it tomorrow, Thursday, Friday. Oh, we're going to have some fun over the next couple of months. And I'm excited. Again, I'm excited to be back. Thanks for the kind words. And I'm excited for Magic playoff action. Oh, and the NFL draft's in 2 weeks. Let's go to break. Coach Mims joins us next from the Final Four right here on the Mark Moses Show.